Good morning. I feel like in Chanukah this past week was Daf Lamed Gimel on Maseches Pesachim, second parak. We'll pick up over here from the bottom of Lamed Beis, Amud Beis. The way we got into this inyan over here is more as remember we were discussing the dinner of truma. A zor who eats truma b'shegeg, there's a special chiv. He has to replace the truma. He has to pay back with something davar haroyli as kodesh, not lafuke money. It's not a simple gzeil halacha we discussed last time. He has to replace the truma, so he'll give the kohen, let's say something, fruit or produce, which is something that could become truma, and then if it gets kedusha's truma, that's then add the chaymesh. That's what we discussed. That's the halacha ishkiyach al kodesh b'shkogo. Now concerning that, what the machleik is, what the shear was. The machleik is tanakama abashol. Pruto, Kezayis. So there was a point in the Gemara that Rav Papa had said that, according to Abba Shol, Tartiboy, need two requirements in order to have this Chiv, Kezayis and Eshove Pruto. And the Gemara had said that Rav Papa was Chayzer, Afra Papa Hodarbe. And that's where this Brisa comes in, and we will see in the explanation of this upcoming brisa, Rav Papa makes a comment, which we see over here that he was also chayzer, and Abba Shol Shita, which is actually b'shava pruta, is the only requirement. Okay, that's how it comes in tomorrow. But we're going to focus on this brisa as is. Okay, the brisa starts in here. The sanya, you see what that is? Around a quarter of the way up. Disanya, v'chata b'shkoga. Yeah. Okay. Now this gemara over here is talking about. Yeah. So this gemara is talking about meila, right? We're shifting that right now, and right now we're going to discuss the din of meila. Meila means if someone kepshuta is nene from hektish, something that was. Someone was makdish something, has kedusha on it, so there's an iser to be nene from it. And if someone is nene from it, he's moyel behektish, and that also has its special chiyuvim. Korban osham, asham me'ilis. Now the pasuk over there says v'chata b'shkogo. When the pasuk is talking about the chi of korban, the asham meilis, the pasuk makes a point that this is only if it's b'shoigig. V'chata b'shkogo, prat l'meizid. The comment takes a little meizid. If someone is nen and this nen had benefits from hektish b'meizid, then he doesn't have the special chiyuve meila, the din of korban chaimish tizachim. So now the Brayis over here is going to question, is it necessary for the Torah to specifically write B'shoigig and to exclude a mezid? V'chara, I could know it even without the Torah telling me. Right? That's what the Gemara is going to head over here. Okay? So the Brayis starts, V'chada b'shkoga prat l'mezid. The Torah writes in the parasha of Me'ilah that the person had benefit from hektish and he has the chiyuvim only if it's b'shkogo. To exclude a mezid, right, if it's intentional, then he doesn't have the chiyuvim. And that the Braisa asks, v'haloi dinhu, can't we make a kal v'chomer to derive the same halacha? It's not necessary for the Torah to specifically tell me. I wouldn't have thought otherwise. I could learn from other sources that this din korban is only by a shoygig and not by a mezid. V'halei dinhu. Isn't it not a kavachemir? U'ma'asha mitzvahs shechayiv b'hen koris poiter bahen es hamezid. We have a kav chomer over here. Shar mitzvahs shechayv bahen koris. This means that other places, other aveiros, right? Mitzvahs over here, right? Commandments. This is alois say that we know that certain aveiros. One b'mezid is chayv koris, and b'shoegi brings a korban chatos. So the Gemara says like this: Ve'mash hamitzvah shechayv bahen koris, poiter bahen es hamezid. Madach other places which are more chomer, making a kav chomer. So kav chomer is as the words say, kal and chomer. Right? We set up a value system of kal and chomer, and then we could tell us that. You know, if the chomer doesn't have this din, right, doesn't have this stringency, then for sure the kal shouldn't have this stringency. That's what we're setting up. So we're saying right now that shar mitzvahs, other averis, which are more chomer because they have a chiv koris b'meizit, chiv koris. Nevertheless, their chiv korban is limited only to a shoygig and not to a meizit. So on that, the Gemara says, so when we're dealing with the chiv korban by me'ila, which there is no chiv koris, so definitely, it should follow that the chiyuv korban is only b'shoegig and not b'mezid. That's the kav chomer thing. What is more setting up? Ma shamitzvah shechay b'hen koris. Ma lo shamitzvah, which is chomer. In the kav chomer, they're the chomer. They're the more stringent because the einish that they have is an einish of koris. Nevertheless, poita benas hamezid. Nevertheless, as far as chiyuv korban is concerned, one only is mechiyuv korban b'shoegig not b'mezid. So meila she'ein bo koris, mila which is kal, right? Mila which is lighter of the two, ein edin shepoter es hamezid. Shouldn't it follow definitely that its chiyuv korban should only be b'shoegig and not b'mezid? So therefore, the point of this kav chomer is valedino, and therefore it's unnecessary for the Torah to write the pasuk specifically that meila is only b'shoegig and not b'mezid, because the Gemara says I wouldn't have thought otherwise. I would derive it by way of kav chomer that definitely that has to be so. So it's an extra pasuk. That's what the Gemara is asking. Right, the pasuk is unnecessary. Let's see the Rashi. See the Rashi over here. V'chata b'shkoga, you see that it's around like a halfway down the omelet in the Rashi's. V'chata b'shkoga b'me'ila dehektish ksiv. You see where that is? That Rashi is.
Oh yeah. By Tana Rabbanan.
Right. Yeah, you have that. Yeah. Right. This pasuk is a pasuk by me'ila. Someone's moil behektish. On that thing, Marse Valadinu. Dinhu that what? The mazid potter mi korban, v'loma likro. Right, so that's the setup over here. Halay dinhu. Is it not a kavo chaymer that the halacha should be, that a mazid should be potter from a korban? So it's not, it's v'loma likro. So why is it necessary for the Torah to write a posik, for the Torah to make the point that only shaykh is not a mazid? It's only necessary for the Torah to do that if I would have thought otherwise. And the Torah says, you know, these are the rules, not like you would have thought otherwise.
But it's not called good chal b'chomer because by shar averus, the stringency that you get, the punishment you get is chorus. That's the punishment. Okay, you put it from a korban. That's the lighter side.
Okay, let's hear you. Yeah.
But by me'ila, the stringency you get is chatas. It's a korban chatas.
Well, I mean, okay, we're talking about nosham over here, but okay.
By me'ila,
yeah, it's a korban, right?
The stringency that the Torah gave you is that it's chatas, that you bring a korban chatas.
Well. What is the din of me'ila b'mezid? So we're going to see in a minute, right over here, that this braisa holds, it's machlekes tanoim, this braisa holds that chayv misav deishmai. Right? So regardless, regardless that there in b'mezid there is some kind of death penalty, b'deishmaim, whether it's chorus or it's misav deishmaim. Right, so the setup. You might still have what to ask, but let me just fill you in on the information. So the kav chomer is that we're assuming right now that chorus is more chomer than misa b'dei shemayim. Right, so both have a punishment b'mezid, but the question still is there could still have been a korban. That's the same thing. More, there still could have been. There's still a korban. Could have been a korban b'mezid. Nevertheless, But we see that the Torah says that there's no chiyuv korban by mezid, even by the more of the two, which is more stringent, right? Which is by those that have chorus, right? There's no korban. So by meila, which doesn't have that stringency, it also has its punishment by mezid. I could say that for sure that there should be no chiyuv korban. Right, that's the kal v'chomer. Can just give you the background. You could still maybe ask a question. Maybe we'll get to that in a minute. But this is the background. Okay. So that's the most kasha. The Braisa. The Braisa asks this question. That's the question. Why is the pasuk necessary? Right. So this, the Braisa is going to continue on to show to disprove this kal v'chomer. And therefore, making it understandable why it's necessary for apostles. Right? Rashi continues. Shechai ben akos of chorus. What are shar mitzvahs that is a chi of chorus? Going chel v'dam. So on each chel v'dam, the mezid is chayv chorus. Potter bohanes ha mezid mikor. Over there, if someone eats the chel v'dam, let's say be shoygig. He's pot. If it does be mezid, I'm sorry, he's potter from a korb, he's chayv korus, but there's no chayv korb. The gabri chat and shkogog, so how you know that? Over there, there is a pasuk, right? Over there, the pasuk says b'shkogog.
We're talking about chayl v'dam?
By chayl v'dam, right? It's...
You have to find a difference between the two of them. Because otherwise, why do we have to repeat it? It's not like someone, two people are arguing, right?
The next Rashi is later, right? Yeah. Okay, the next Rashi is the next step in the Gemara. Okay, so this is the setup over here, and we'll see that we have to keep our eyes open as far as chorus and misa de shamayim. But definitely now at this point we're assuming chorus is more chomer. So that's how we're setting up a kal v'chomer. Now, just to ask the question that you started stepping toward, right, maybe we'll ask it a little differently, but Taisa asked the question, that we know the purpose of korban is for kapara. And only something which is deserving of the kapara of korban could have a korban. Therefore, you might have asked the question that you started asking before in this way, that how could you tell me that madach or mezid is not chayiv a korban, madach a chomer is not chayiv a korban, the mezid kosh can akal, l'chor you could think the other way, right? That the kapara of korban has a limited power. So maybe it can't be mechaper on a more chomer de gaver, but a aver which is not as stringent, maybe it could help. So how can you make such a kal v'chomer that madach the chomer is not mechuyev a korban, kol shekein kal is not mechuyev a korban? Well, maybe the reason why the chomer is not chayev a korban is because the chomer is so chomer that korban doesn't help. Right, but it's right. You know, the kal v'chomer would seem to be saying that in the obligation power of the chomer doesn't lie in it the power to be mechayev a korban. Right, so kol shekein the kal, which is a lesser of an obligation power, can't be chayev the korban. Right? That's how the Gemara is thinking. However, Tosfos asked the kasha that well, maybe it's not. Because the chomer doesn't have the koyach hamachayev, the obligation power. Maybe the problem is because the aver is so chomer that chomer is not going to help, right? It's only mechayev a korban, the chomer is going to help you. But it's possible, like you find other gemaras. Gemara says, Tosfos brings makis and other places that you find such a thing. Okay, so that's a ha'or, right? That's a ha'or. Right? We'll leave that question. That's the Tosfos. If you want to see the Tosfos over here, the bottom Tosfos starts with that question. Me'ilo. Shalaychayev b'koris enedin shapot b'asad as a mezid temo, right? Temo. That's a wonder. That's a lashon, a strong lashon of a question. Right? Strong question. Neima he had a sentence. We should say on the contrary. This is the reason. The fact that that's chomer. This is kal. That is the background. Is the reason why things should be just the opposite. He had a sentence. Right? This should give forth So there's difference. The Shar Mitzvah, Shein Chamuris, Shein Bekoris, other Shar Mitzvahs, they're Chomer, they're Kaporah. So therefore, there's no Kaporah. We can't give it Kaporah to Korban. Aval Me'ila, Shehi Kala, Shein Bekoris, maybe over there, Yesh Lizdoina Kaporah. All right, on the contrary, right? Okay, that's a question. Now let's get back into our Gemara. Okay, but our Gemara is making the Kal V'Chomer. Okay, and being that we have the Kal V'Chomer, the Gemara therefore is asking if the pasuk is unnecessary by Me'ila for the Torah to limit the Chiyuv Korban to Shogeg, because I would know that on my own. Okay, now the Gemara is Loy. See that? Loy.
Yeah.
No, the Gemara is not a Kal V'Chomer. Im Amr b'Shar Mitzvahs, if you'll tell me by Shar Mitzvahs, that there's no Chiyuv Korban b'Mezid. You know why? Shekein lechayiv bohen miso. By Shar Mitzvahs, you're not mechuyiv miso b'dei Shamayim. So the Gemara over here seems to be shifting, and we'll see. The Gemara, the Braisa seems to be shifting. The Gemara is going to discuss this point, but the simple mashmash of the Braisa is the Braisa turns around. The Braisa says, one second, that Shar Mitzvahs compared to Meila, Meila is more chomer because Meila b'meiz has chiv misa de shemayim, and Shar Mitzvahs doesn't. Even though we just said it a minute ago, but it has chorus. And this and this event was that. Which one's more chomer? So we'll see. That's going to be the Gemara's discussion. But at this point, right, the Tana seems to be talking a different way of understanding. I mean, there's no Kal V'Chomer because, on the contrary, Mila's more chomer because Mila's chayim neis neshamayim, and the Shar Mitzvah is only chayiv chorus. And that's what it means right over here. Lo, im arm b'Shar Mitzvah shekein lo yichayiv v'hem misa. Shar Mitzvah doesn't have a chayiv misa neshamayim. Tam be'ila shechayiv v'hem misa. Mila has Misa. So this is how the Braisa successfully undoes the Kal V'Chomer. And the Gemara says, no Kal V'Chomer, so therefore we need a Pasuk. Tamiloyma b'shgog ha'pratlam ezid. Right? So that's why it's necessary for the Pasuk to tell us shegig pratlam ezid, because I could not have made a Kal V'Chomer from Shar Mitzvahs. This is the Braisa. Let's see the Rashi over here. This is that Rashi. Lo yichayiv bohen Misa. Bidei Shemaim. Shar Mitzvahs has no Chiyuv Misa Shemaim. Aval Me'ilo Chayev Al Zedoyna Misa Kilekamon. And we'll see later, Shittas Rebbe, is that Milo B'meiz is Chayev Misa Bidei Shemaim. Now Rashi says V'dilma Misa Chamur Mikoris. And this point of the Gemara is entertaining such a possibility that Misa is more Chomer from Koris. And that's the Braisa. Now we'll pick up how the Gemara talks about this Braisa. V'omar lei, you see that is the second to last narrow line. V'omar lei, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rav Chiya bar Abba. Rav Nachman Yitzchak asked Rav Chiya bar Abba concerning the Braisa. Hai Tano, the Tano of this Braisa, this seems to be a contradiction, a change of values. Hai Tano, meikoro ali meleikoros. At the beginning, when he started discussing, when he asked the question, he took on the assumption that chorus is more chomer misa shemayim. Ubasoif alim le misa, and at the end he turns around and he says that misa is more chomer. So it's the question on saying the braisa. The braisa seems to be a contradiction, and you see, for the Gemara is not happy to say that, the answer is that was a mistake. Right? We're not ready to say there was a mistake. I mean, the question was a good question. So the question was a good question. So then what are we answering? Which one's more chomer? But Omar Lei, and he answered him as follows. That this second part of the Braisa, when the Gemara answers the Kal V'Chomer, and the Gemara says that Me'ila is more chomer because Me'ila is Chayv Misdei Shemayim, the Gemara doesn't mean what we thought it meant. It doesn't mean to say Misa Mishnah is more chomer than chorus. The Gemara is going to explain. Right? Now we're going to explain what that meant. But Omar Lei, Hochi Ko Omar. This is what the Tana meant when the Tana turned around and he said, Loi im Amrit b'Shar Mitzvah Shekein Lei Chayiv Bohen Misa. Hochi Ko Omar. Loi im Amrit b'Shar Mitzvah Shekein Lei Chayiv Bohen Misa B'Pochos Mikizayis. Yeah, this is the Hoysofa over here. Shlei Chayiv Bohen Misa B'Pochos Mikizayis. Which means like this, definitely, I'm still going with the assumption that Korach is more chomer than Misadei Shamayim. However, the way we're undoing the Kal v'chomer is because we're going to show you that true, as far as the punishment is concerned, Shar Mitzvahs has a chomerah, it's more stringent, has a more chomeric punishment. But on the other hand, I'm going to show you a chomerah that Mi'ila has. And if that's so we can't make a Kal v'chomer because Shar Mitzvahs is not totally more chomer than Mi'ila to say that Kal v'chomer should follow. If I show you that in a certain instance, concerning a certain halacha, Mi'ila is more chomer, so if that's true, then it's possibly concerning the question that we have as far as the Chiv Korban, maybe it's also more chomer. Right? And the same way it has this chomer that we'll talk about in a second, so maybe it also has the chomerum as far as Korban that'll be brought b'mezid. Right? That's what I'm saying. That's why it's not a Kal v'chomer. Now, what is this chomer that Mila has over Shar Mitzvahs? So that's what the Brayis is saying over here. The din of the Chiv Pochos Mikizayis. That's the Brayis means to say. So the way we read the Gemara over here, and what the Gemara is saying, the Chumra is that the Gemara is saying as follows: that this that Shar Mitzvahs is not Chiv a Korban b'mezid. That's because Shar Mitzvahs will never have a punishment in Pochos Mikizayis, even the less chomer punishment. Right? Let me boy that there's no chiv kares, but it does not even have the achiv misa shemaim if one ate less than a kezayis of chel v'dam. Whereas by Mila, that if you eat pochos mikezayis, as long as it's a shava pruta's worth, then there will be some sort of chiv. Let it be that it's not chiv kares, but it's achiv misa shemaim. So we see that there is a punishment by Mi'ila in a place that there is no punishment by Shar Mitzvahs, by Chelev and Dam. When is that? That's if someone eats something which has the Chashiv of Shavah Pruta, but it's not a Kezayis. In that instance, Mi'ila, there'll be a Chiv, whatever the Chiv of Mi'ila is, let it be Misadei Shemaim. But concerning Chelev and Dam, there will be no Chiv. Not even, right? So this shows that all b'mezid. So what we're showing over here is that there's a chumra in Mi'ila over Shar Mitzvahs. So therefore, you can't make a Kal v'chomer to say that you know if Shar Mitzvahs, which is more chomer, doesn't have a chiyuv korban b'mezid, then the Kol Shekein Mi'ila should follow because it's kal. Because it's not true. We see that in a certain way, Mi'ila is more chomer. So maybe the same way it's more chomer concerning this that Mi'ila could have a chiv without a kezayis. So maybe by the same token, the din korban by Mi'ila would be even by a mezid. Right, so therefore, there's no kal v'chomer. That's why the pasuk is necessary. And that's what the brayis means. Right, that's how we're touching these words in the brayis. The words of the brayis say shekein lo yichay bohen misa. So we're explaining. Right, we're adding on to what that means. We don't mean to say that compare Misa and Koras. What we mean to say is, really the point over here, over here, that the main point really is the din of Pachas Mikizayis. Let's see the Rashi. So Rashi. See, I have Omar Lev of Nachman Garsinon. See that Rashi over there? Right? The Gemara says that Nachman said to him, Hai Tano Alimale Koras Mimisa, that this Tano, that when he's starting out, Meikora, he seems to be assuming that Koras is more chom than Misa. Why? Dikotani Mi'ila Shlechayev Bo Koras. Elamisa, because in the original setup of the Kal v'chomer, we're setting up a Kal v'chomer based on the fact that Shar Mitzvahs is Chayav Koras and Mi'ila, which doesn't have the Chayav Koras. It's only Chayav Misa. Alma Koras Chamira. So you see from over there that his assumption was that Koras is more chomer, but Soif, Alim Le Misa. And at the end, when the Gemara explains why it's not a Kal v'chomer, there's a different assumption here. Alim Misa, the Katani, Tema b'Mi'ila, that Mi'ila has a Chumra that is Chayav Misa. Right, so that was the question over here. That there seems to be a contradiction in the Tana over here, which is more chomer, Misa or Karis. Va'omar le'Rav Chiya. So Rav Chiya answered Rav Nachman as follows. Lo'ilam Karis alim alei. Now, as far as this issue, definitely the Tana in throughout the entire Braisa is going that Karis is more chomer. Karis is a stronger punishment. V'hach sefer demas nisin hachi ka'omar. So we have to retranslate the sefer, right? To change the mashmois of the sefer. V'hach sefer demas nisin hachi ka'omar. This is what I mean to say. Loi. It's not so. Im amrit bishar mitzvos. That's what we're coming to say. Shar mitzvahs chayev and dam, you're not chayev on a pochos mikazayis. There's no chayev, even the lesser of two. Right? That's what we mean. That's what we mean to point out over here. So the mention of miso over here is really the point is that there is no chayev on pochos mikazayis, even a lighter punishment than it regularly has. Whereas by Mila is more chomer because Mila has a chiyuv pochos mikzayis. Let it be that it's not the chomer to the punishment of Koris, but it's at least it has a punishment. Whereas Chel Vedam, there's no punishment at all, even on the lower level punishment, pochos mikzayis. Okay.
And is that they learned that out, or that's the Farish that Mi'ilah's chai of Misa? Well, okay, we'll see.
That's really machleik is bad. I'm going to bring up later. It doesn't say Misa in the parasha of Mi'ilah itself. The truth is, it's really learned from Truma. And that's the thing more is calling up. But that this is how the but the truth of the matter is, or at least it would seem that we really could ask a question over here, which comes up a little bit later, that if you think about it, so what really is the chumrah that we're saying that Mi'ilah has over Shar Mitzvahs? The chumrah really is the shir, right? That there's a chiyuv even without a kezayis. Right? That's what we're saying. So why are we at all mentioning the din of mezid, the punishment of misa? I mean, what we should be saying it because it's negei shegeg also, right? You know, any kind of chiv that you have, by chil v'dam, you need a kezayis. Without a kezayis, there's no chiv on whether mezid, whether shegeg, nothing starts if you eat less than a kezayis. Whereas by meila, the shear doesn't require a kezayis. So this is the price that mentions misa. It's not really so much the point at all. The question that we're asking right now is that, so what is the chumrah? What is the chumrah that we're saying over here? The chumrah that we're saying that Mila has over Shar Mitzvahs is poshut in Hilchos Shiurim, that Shar Mitzvahs requires a kezayis, and Mila doesn't require a kezayis.
Right.
The Shem Mila is a shavah pruta, right? It's pochos mikzayis, even pochos mikzayis. So if that's true, so why is the Braise even mentioning the dinner of Chiv Misa? And it's Chiv Misa as if like we're focusing on Mezid. In Mezid, we're going to show a Chumra that Mi'ila has over Shar Mitzvahs. That there'll be a Chiv Misa on the Pachas Mikazayas, whereas by Shar Mitzvahs, there won't be any Chiv Misa and Pachas Mikazayas. Right, so we're sort of focusing on the mezid,
but we say chetzi shir is also midiraisa, right?
And okay.
So when the onesh kicks in, it's takasha zachumra for mila. In other words, the fact that they're going to already go to the punishment shows that mila is a more chamer dika iser than Shari Surin, at least in that aspect.
Right. What I want to know is that could you say the same thing in Shoigig concerning Shoigig? That I'll show you that Mila is more chomer even in Shoigig because it doesn't require a kezayis, whereas Shar Mitzvahs does require.
So yeah. It's Mila in general is a more
Right. So therefore, the question is that why is the Raisa talking about the Chiv Mezid? If you want to show me the Chumrah, that Chumrah of Hilchos Shiurim shows up you know, shagig just as much as mazid. Right?
In other words, it's just in the lashon of why is it referring?
Well, yeah, why is it right? Right, you know, so it makes it a little hard, like we asked before, like it's ikra chosim and not sefer. Okay, fine, but that's what it means. But now we're asking even more that it really has nothing to do with misa at all. The point is mala misa, that misa has its chiyuvim in pachas and gezayis. Whether it's amazing, whether it's shaygig, you know, this whole parasha was given that it gives its chiyuvim less than gezayis. Okay, shouldn't deal with such a question hemshchag more later. But let's just ask one other question, right, while we're here. Being that, like we just pointed out now, that we seem to be saying that the chumrah of Mi'ila is that Mi'ila will be chayv even pochus mikazayis. So the sheer, the amount that you need to do the avera with is less. Even less will give chiyuv. That's the chumrah. On that, the question that we have to ask is that, well, I mean, the shiurim are pruta versus kezayis. Now, you know, it's possible that you have it both ways. You know, you could have, like we're saying now, your pruta, which is not a kezayis, and theoretically, you could have your kezayis, which is not a pruta. So how could you even say that mil is more chomer, that because you chayev, even without a kezayis, well, I mean, on the other hand, right? By the same token, it's two different shiurim. So how can you decide? You know what's more chomer? Such a thing you can only say. Like, you know, if this was a whole kezayis, this is a half a kezayis, then you can show me that this is more chomer because you know you don't need as much for that, right? You'll always need more for this than you need for that. But over here, these are l'chare two different shiurim. You know, sometimes this is more, sometimes that's more. It's, you know, it's a different thing. So if that's true. Right, so how could the Mora say that the Chumra is in the Shiurim? What would you say to such a question?
So I guess that question, Rashi above,
mm-hmm,
sort of said that in most cases, I forgot which way it goes, right? But it was bothering me why he was even bothered by that.
Okay,
right?
very good, right?
Where is that? Tarty boy? Shiva. Where he talks about that, that it only happens when there's a famine.
Mm-hmm. So that's that.
Well, the generally, you're saying the generally on kezayis is a shava pruta.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. That's what you're
saying. Right.
That's what it sounds
right.
Generally, kezayis is a shava pruta.
And I was wondering why.
But
why
I guess
it
depends on what we're talking about. Oichlin. We're talking about
most fruit, I guess,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Most size of bread or fruit.
Yeah, right over here is the East Beis Shabbat, the Lake of Kezayis, Kigom, Bishnas, Tzoros. Right.
Where is that? Yes, I can't remember what I saw. Maybe over here. Like it says, like you're saying. Let me see if I can find it over here. Let me base on my base. Okay, I don't see it right now. But, yeah. But that could be such a cheshbon like you're saying. Okay, lomazin. Yeah. So zot gemor va amale the bottom second last line. Va amale tnuach dait chashinach des dait. Your mind should be at rest, for you did me the great favor. You rested my mind. It's Bryce. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't function. This Bryce over here was bothering me. Right. Hinach des dait. Okay. Va amale. V'omalei, my nichusa. But said to him, one second, why are you so happy about this? This is not so simple, this answer. The rabbi of Rav Sheshes shodu be nargal. The rabbi of Rav Sheshes, on this explanation of the braisa, shodu be nargal. This is an expression the Mora says, that they threw the knife, right? They punctured this explanation. Man shamit le do omar hezer b'me'ila b'misa revihi. They ask the following question. That this braisa is assuming that me'ila is b'misa. This is something that we referred to before. This is revihi. This is machlekes tanoim. Machlekes tanoim. Because the pasuk in the parish of me'ila doesn't say misa. And we'll see, it's based on a limud. Rebbe, the sanya heze b'milah v'yemi b'misa chomer mazhara says in the price of this machlokes. Rebbe is of the opinion who holds that heze b'milah is chayev misa, and the rabbanon hold it's only nazhara, there's no misa. My time with Rebbe, where does Rebbe get his shita from? Om Rebbe Avo, goma chet chet mit shuma. He learns a gzeri shava from shuma. Ma shuma b'misa, af me'ilah b'misa. That's his limud. So we learn up the punishment that you have by mis by truma achilas truma b'shoegig. The pasuk says over that is a chiyav misa b'day shemayim. So too, Rabbi learns from over there that the chiyav mila b'mezid is also b'day shemayim. However, the Mora says, being that's so, umino ma truma b'kezayis af mila b'kezayis. If you're learning from truma. So the shiurim, the shear that you have, and this is, of course, going like the Gemara is saying that we're all talking about misa, right? That question that we asked about the shiurim, but being that the Gemara is all discussing the shear of the punishment b'meizid misa, so the Gemara is asking a question that l'chara it's not true. Right? What the Gemara had said over here is that there's a chumra that me'ila has, that me'ila will be chayev. B'meizid ul b'chayiv the misa deshmaim even less than a kezayis. Right? That was the chumra that we were working with, which told us therefore there's not a kavul chumra because mila has a tzad which is more chumra. Right? I'm asking one thing. This doesn't follow. Right? But you can't put the two together. You can't put misa deshmaim and less than a kezayis together because you know why? Where does misa deshmaim come from? It doesn't say that in the psukim of mila. It's Rabbi Shita who he learns from truma. So just like Shumas Chayv Misa Shemaim, so over here. Well, if that's true, so the amount that you need to have the Chiv will have to be the same amount that you need by Shuma. You can't learn up that you should be Chayv better, keep me Muhammad and Shuma. So by Shuma, needs the Kezayis. Now this is what the Gemara is asking right now. Shuma needs the Kezayim. Shuma needs the Kezayis for Chiv Misa of the Shemaim. So by the same token, Mila will also need the Kezayis. So it's not true. How come Mila has a Chumra that's Chayv Misa even without a Kezayis? That's the Gemara's answer. Umino, from there, the same limud should produce the same thing. Matshum b'kezayis af me'ilu b'kezayis. Yes, so this was the nargo which was shodu bay on this explanation of the braisa. Right? Not a good explanation, but it's not true. And that the Gemara says, umaske for Rav Papa. On that, Rav Papa asked on this question, right? I follow the cheshbon over here. He's asking that this question is not so strong by me. And it doesn't bother me, this question. You know why? He says, Mimag, the Rebbe Krabonon, Sphirole. This question is assuming that Truma is dependent on Akezayis. Right? That's what I'm saying. That Mila's learned from Truma. So you should have the same shear as Truma, just like Truma is a Kezayis, Mila should be a Kezayis. On that, Rav Papa said, 1 second. We just learned before, last week, that there's a machlekes as far as Truma's, that's this price over here. Tanan Rabbanan, Oichol Kezayis Truma Mishale, Ma B'shol Oimer, Achshei Heba Yishava Pruta. A machlekes what the shear of Truma is, Kezayis or Pruta. So on that, Rav Papa is saying, well, this question that we just asked is based on an assumption that Rebbe holds, like Tanan Rabbanan, that the shear of Truma itself is a Kezayis. And that Rav Papa says, who says? Maybe Rebbe holds like Abba Shol, and the shear of Truma is a Shava Pruta. And that's where this halacha is going to come from. That's different. We'll take a follow through. The same shear that you have by Truma, you'll have by Me'ila, which is all totally in Shava Pruta, even less than Kezayis in Skaiv. That's what Rav Papa is saying. Master Rav Papa, remind Rebbe Krabon and Sphirle. Had we know to make this assumption to ask the question, Dilma Kabba Shol Sphirle, Doma Yeshba Shavar Pruta, that Abba Shol holds that once it has a Shavar Pruta, Zachi of Truma, Afa Gav the Lesbe Kizayis, even though there is no Kizayis. So Rav Papa asked on the question. So Rav Papa is sort of reinstating this Pshat in the Braisa, that we could learn this Pshat in the Braisa, were we to say that Rebbe holds like Abba Shol, right? Then there will be room to explain this Braisa over here. Now, okay, let's just say right now the next line over here, which it's not really so relevant for what we're in right now, but this is the whole connection to the previous piece of Gemara before.
So Abba Shul is just switching to Shava Pruta now.
See, there's Machlekes by Tshuma. See, we've been discussing this whole time right now Me'ila. Mm-hmm. Now, the way we got involved in Me'ila, why we learned Me'ila, is because the previous sugya we were talking about Tshuma. And the Gemara right now connected the din of Me'ila to Tshuma. Yeah. In the previous sugya we had a Machlekes, what the shear by Tshuma is, Kizayis or Shava Pruta. Right. If you hold Shavar Pruta, then you have even less than the Kizayis. Right? So the Gemara over here right now is questioning that according to Rebbe, that he learns from Truma that there's a Chi of Misa, Bemezid, by Me'ilo, that's learned from Truma. What is the Shir? How much does a person have to be Nene from Hektish, or by Truma itself, right? How much is it to be Chayiv if a person eats Bemezid, Truma, Azor, how much does he have to eat in order to be chayv? So the Gemara says that really is the machlokes before, right? Which it is a shtickle ha'ora, right? Going to right now, before we should be shaking, this is b'mezid, that's so simple, that it should have to be totally dependent on each other, right? The Shia Prutas, from the Sina, right? That's all b'shaking. Okay, but we'll leave that ha'or right now. Right? The Gemara is assuming right now that the din of Truma, Shegi, Mezid all have the same shear. So the Machlekes Abba Shol Rabbanon, which the Agam B'Shegi over there, will also apply to Mezid. That's how the Gemara is making the assumption. Therefore, the Gemara is saying that one second, the shear of Truma, the Chiv Misa, the Mezid, and so on, Zor who eats Truma, is a Machlekes, whether it's a Kizayis or a Shavah Pruta. So therefore, the Gemara is saying like this: you just asked me a question, right? The question is that you don't understand how could anyone, how could the Tana over here say that Me'ila has a Chumra, that Me'ila is Chayav B'Mezid even less than a Kizayis? How could that be? Well, the whole Chiyav Misa comes from Truma, and Truma is B'Kizayis. On that, Rav Papa says, one second, that's Machlekes Tanoim about that, right? Ma'is Abba Shol, Arkus Tachom, Abba Shol holds that the Shiv Truma itself is Shavah Pruta, you don't need a Kizayis. So that'll be the explanation. So if we want to learn the Braisa like this, we'll take on the assumption that Rebbe holds like Abba Shol, and the shear of Truma itself is Shava Pruta, right? Less than a Kizayis, and that will pass over to Me'ila, and that's how Me'ila could be Chayev, Achiv, Misa, Shemayim, also Pochs, Kizayis. And that's what the Braisa means to say, that there's a Chumra in Me'ila over Shar Mitzvahs, that there's a Chiv less than a Kizayis, right? That's locally what's happening over here in this Braisa. Now, the way we came to this whole thing over here, right, is because Rav Papa had made a comment in the beginning of the Omid over here, for whatever purposes he did that for, but he wanted to open a possibility that Abba Shol has two requirements. Now, as the Chacham say, it's dependent on Kizayis. Right? Everything depends on Kizayis. Right? You have Kizayis and Chayim, no Kizayis and Chayim. Abba Shol says, Shava Pruta. Now, what does Abba Shol mean over there? Is it that everything is dependent on Shava Pruta? That means that the one condition is Shava Pruta, even without a Kizayis? Or what he means to say, Rav Papa has a possibility before us to say that it's a second condition. Tati boy, he needs two. And aside from the Kizayis, but you also need to have a Shava Pruta. Right? That's what Rav Papa had mentioned before. And the Gemara had said that Rav Papa was chozer from that. Right? And this is the raya that we're bringing now, that Rav Papa was chozer from that. Because now this is what the Gemara comes from. Rav Papa, right, this is what I'm saying. Rav Papa, who the Omar, the Abba Shol Tarti Boy. In fact, Gemara, didn't Rav Papa in the previous may say that Abba Shol needs two? So if that's true, that means everyone has at least the kezayis requirement. Right? So what is Rav Papa saying? Rav Papa saying over here, no, maybe this that me'ila yechayv less than kezayis is because Rebbe holds like Abba Shol. In fact, the Abba Shol also needs a kezayis. He has a second requirement of Shavar Pruta, but he also needs the kezayis. Rav Mora says, Elo, Shma Mino, Hodabei. You see from where Rav Papa is talking over here that he's taking on the assumption that according to Abba Shol there's only one requirement, Shavar Pruta. So you see that he's chayzer. He changed his mind from what he had mentioned before. He was chayzer. Right? So that's how this Gemara comes in. Okay, it's a side point as far as we're concerned today. Right? We're learning the brayse over here. Okay, let's just see if we can hop around over here. Maybe the Gemara has another two ways of understanding this brayse over here. Right? Let's hop around. Maybe just one over here. Mar b'rei d'rav no omar. So he's going back to the original question, right? The original question of the Brayse is that the simple reading of the Brayse seems to be contradictory, because the Chumra and the Sefer sounds like it's saying that Mila is more Chumra because it has its Chayav Misa de Shomayim, right? Which is more Chumra than Chorus, which the Brayse originally started out assuming that Chorus is more Chumra. Right? That was the original question. So tomorrow, our alternate Teretz to understand the chumrah that Mila has in the sefer. Ma bread rav no omer hochi ka omer loy im ame b'sha mitzvahs shloy also behen she'ein miskaven ki miskaven. Sha mitzvahs is kal because shloy also behen she'ein miskaven ki miskaven. That over there the Torah didn't give it the stringency that an ein miskaven, meaning to say a case where a person is lacking the intention. The Torah didn't deal with it as if it was a mechavim, with that stringency as a mechavim. And the Gemara gives an example what that means. A person, let's say on Shabbos, his intention was lachtech esatolush. He's trying to cut something which is tolush, is detached. So according to what he thinks he's doing, he's not doing a malacha. It's detached already. He's just cutting something which is detached. No malacha derives on such a thing. And it turned out that he ended up cutting a mechubur shepoter. Over there, he's potter. Right? So that means that shar mitzvahs is kal. Shloi also ainim miskaven ke miskaven. Right? The Torah didn't equate an ainim miskaven like a miskaven. No, ainim miskaven is takamor, right? It's potter. Whereas Me'ilo, in that by Me'ilo, we'll see the Torah does equate an Einim Miskaven to Miskaven. Torah gives a Chiv by Me'ilo, even by Einim Miskaven. What's the case? Shin Miskaven, Hischamen Begize Chulin, the Isser Me'ilo is to be Nene from Hektish. Right? So a person sees some gizes, some shearings, right? And he's a little cold, like today, right? He wants to warm himself with these things. Now he thinks that they're chulin, right? So he's niskaven, nischam begizei chulin, but nischam begizei oilom, and he warms himself with gizei oilo, which is hektish shemal. In that case, he is moil. So the Gemara is saying that there's a chumra by meila, that the Torah was mechay ve'ein miskaven, just like a mechaven, whereas by shar mitzvahs, Shabbos, the Torah is not mechayev and ein miskaven like a miskaven. You're potter by ein miskaven. So this is the tzad chumra that Me'ila has, and therefore there's no kal v'chayim. You can't make a kal v'chayim. Now Rashi, like we don't have time to see, but Rashi mentions over here, because this is a little more difficult to fit this into the braisa, so over here, right? This is the braisa means. So Rashi says over here, right? That the text that it was given over was a mistake, right? It really should say differently, right? And right, the text of the Brayse really should be talking about mechaven and miskaven, not ein hamis. To see from Rashi is learning more. The Gemara is not trying to get it in. It doesn't really fit in the way the Brayse is. We have to change the lashon Brayse. Okay, but the point of the matter is that the Tana over here, which is undoing the Kavu Chayim by showing me a Chumrah, by Me'ila is concerning the din of Ein Mechavin. Now let's quickly see the rashes of it, because there is a big question exactly what the case over here is. Let's just see the rashes and then we could be finished. Okay, let's see. We'll pick up the rashes over here. Ma Breid Rav Naomar. You see what that is? It's right where it says Dvor Milches from the Torah Or. You see that? Torah Or is on the margin between the Gemara and the Rashi. See, it says Dvar Mirches.
Yeah.
Okay. Right over there. Mar Breid Rav Naomar. Do you have a little same? Yeah. Mar Breid Rav Naomar. Homa Sinsin Leil B'Shibusha Isni. Bevei Midrasha. It was said over a mistake in the Mitzvah. Hochiko Omar. Sefer. This is what the Sefer should say. Loyim Amre B'Sham Mitzvah Shekein Lechayiv Bohen Korban B'Shoigig. Which is she'ein miskaven la'oisim alocho, kishoigeg she'miskaven la'oisim alocho. That there is no chi of korban. Boy, ein miskaven, like a miskaven. Now this is a little tricky over here, right? Because Rashi says that we're talking about a korban, right? So a korban is only chayiv a shoigeg, right? So in the terms of the Gemara, seems to be saying that you're only chayiv here if you're a miskaven as opposed to any miskaven. So Rashi lets us know that there's really, like we'll see in the next Rashi, concerning Shabbos, what makes it a shaygig is other points, right? You don't know it's malach, you don't know it's Shabbos. But right now we're talking about as far as the intention of what you're doing, right? So that's what we mean to say, that yeah, you have to be a miskaven by Shabbos, right? That you have to be planning on to do what you're doing, to cut the mechuber, right? Not b'chayiv. The reason why you're shaygig is because you think it's today's Sunday, or because you think that it's mutter to cut mechuber. But what you're doing, you have to have intention to do what you're coming to do, and you can't end up doing something different than you thought you were doing. So Rashi shemiskaven la'achdeis atolush, shehu miskaven ledover hamutter. In the case where, let's say, right, there's a piece of grass which is already detached, right? And he gets his scissor and he's trying to cut miskav ledover hamotor v'chotach es hamachuber, and he ends up cutting something which is attached. Shafil b'Shabbos potter. Even b'Shabbos yipotter. And now this afilu is a little question that the Mepharshim talk about, right? Afilu b'Shabbos yipotter. Right, the Meleches Machsheves Beinon. Even on Shabbos, Yipotter. As if like Shabbos Mochom, right? On the contrary, Shabbos, right, has more conditions. So that I feel is a little difficult how to translate this. But Rashi says that Yipotter for such a thing. Why? Because there's a requirement of Meleches Machsheves on Shabbos. The Gemara learns basically what this comes from is that the Melech of Shabbos are learned from Mishkan, and by Mishkan it says Melech es Machshev. That's where the Lashon comes from. And it says, and that brings certain Kavona requirements into Hilcha Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Alright, a lot of different things that might come out of this requirement of Melech es Machshev. Since you name Leches Machsheves, bin shiskaven lechatiches mechuber, that in order to be chayv for Shabbos, it needs that he had intention to cut something which is mechuber. If so, then why is it a shoygig? Well, miu shogeg b'Shabbos, but the shoygig is from a different point. Sheni yedei shi Shabbos. He doesn't know that today is Shabbos, and yedei shi amaloch zvasura, no, this is also, that is the Shabbos applied to such a thing. But he has to have intention to cut the thing which is also, he has to have an intention to cut the mechuber. If he thinks he's cutting talush, then he's not chayiv. Tama b'me'ilas agrashim shemsgavin shemoal kigoin. How you can gize chun v'gize oilu. Two piles of gizes, of shearings. V'nisgavin liko shal chun. His intention was to take the chun. V'holcho yodoy al shal oilu. And his hand ended up taking the gizei oilu. Umaker hu mi oilu mi chulun. He knows which is which. But he was looking in a different place. Dahainu she'ein miskaven l'maisezeh. This case over here, that he's not a miskaven to do this action, v'chayiv mi'ila, and nevertheless he's chayiv mi'ila, the v'chorta b'shkogo, the loshen of the pasuk by mi'ila, v'chorta b'shkogo, kol dehu ksiv, anything, even such a level of shege is also chayiv. By Mila doesn't have this additional requirement of Nechma Sheves. And therefore, that also will be Chayev. Now Rashi adds, Uksiv Bishar Mitzvah Ashachot Abba Prat Masasik Vahan Masasik Shem Masasik Bidavar Acher Ubo Zeh Liyodoy. Right, that's something else. That's a different halacha as far as the din of Masasik that you have by Shar Mitzvahs. But by Shabbos and Shem Mitzvahs have such a din. But by Me'ila, the way the Torah tells us the din of Shegeg would include a chiv on such a thing. So this is the direction how this and the next piece of Gemara also similarly working with these demons. There's a chumrah concerning the Einim is Kavim by Me'ila. And that's the din that the Brice is coming to undo the Kavachim with, that Me'ila has a chumrah over Shem Mitzvahs, that Me'ila, the something which is an animus cavern, which would patter by Shar Mitzvahs, Mitam Lech Nasheves, Mitam is Asik, by Me'ila, nevertheless, you'd be Chayev. And that's what the Brice is saying. So since you have that Chumas, therefore we can't make the Kavachim, that's why it's necessary to have the Pasik.
What in Shabbos makes it Melechus Machsheves? How do we know that? I mean, Melechus Machsheves.
What's the question?
I mean, what word, how do we know from the Torah that Shabbos is required Melechus Machsheves?
So like this, because the Pasuk, how do we know, what's the source of the Lamed Tes Melechus?
From
Mishkan, right? Oh. There's a smichas over here, and Pasuk Melechus Mishkan there, right? So by the same token, when the Torah discusses in the Mishkan, the Torah calls it Melech. The word Meleches Machsheves is in the Psukim by the Mishkan. So that condition makes its way to Hilchos Shabbos because of the Ikar Limud of Melech Shabbos from Melech Mishkan.
There is such a word there, yeah.
Yeah.